This is KUT. Hispanic families in Central Texas don't have the same opportunities to access health care, employment, and early childhood education. That's according to a new report out this month from the Austin Community Foundation. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The average per capita income in Central Texas is around $32,000. For Latino residents, it's about half that amount, just more than $17,000 a year. Geronimo Rodriguez, chief advocacy officer for the Seton Healthcare family, spoke about the report on a panel Tuesday morning. He says the findings shed light on overlooked populations.
We have a young Hispanic community, average age around 27, I think. We have an opportunity to connect our local working poor community to high-demand careers.
Austin City Councilmember Dalia Garza also took part in the panel. She says the findings represent the needs of people in her district in Southeast Austin. Garza says the city's economic incentives should provide a broader range of job types.
For a long time, Austin has concentrated on technology and medical, which is important, but we haven't concentrated as much on manufacturing. And so I've been really pushing for jobs that have low barriers to entry.
Researchers also found that 35% of Hispanic children in the region live below the federal poverty level, compared to just 6% of white children. And less than a third of Latino children are considered, quote, kindergarten ready. Carla Pinheiro Sublet is co-chair of the Hispanic Impact Fund.
I mean, if our city is thriving with this sort of socioeconomic divide under the covers, imagine if we address this. If we can actually change that trajectory, imagine what the economic implications are for Austin. They could be very, very powerful.
Researchers also noted that almost 60% of Latino residents are spending more than 30% of their income toward a house or apartment. The release of this report coincided with the release of a major plan to shape Austin's future, what's known as Code Next. It's the ongoing rewrite of the city's land development code. If adopted, the rules will determine what can be built in the city and where it can go. City Councilmember Dalia Garza wants the new code to address housing in the city's urban core and hopes the debate around the code moves away from the rhetoric of protecting neighborhoods.
I think we should be protecting neighborhoods from fires and bears, maybe. But frankly, protecting neighborhoods has become a little bit offensive to me, because what are we protecting them from? Families, houses? I mean, we're a growing city, and we need to be able to house our working families, and we need to figure out a way to do that.
Garza is part of a coalition of four city council members who want the code to do more to address affordability. But when the latest draft was released Monday, the proposed rules reduced the amount of new housing that could be built in Austin's core neighborhoods. Saida Hassan, KUT News.